Omalei Reb Chiya l'Rav. So Reb Chiya had a taina to Rav. Ba'pachsik. So Rav says, Loshen like Ben Gedolim, a nice Loshen. Lo yamin l'cho, didn't I tell you, ki koi Rebbe behind Masechta, when Rebbe is learning one Masechta. Rav says, Rebbe wasn't learning Shabbos at the time when Rav asked the Shaila. Rebbe was learning a different Masechta. So Melo Reb Chiya had a taina to him, lo yitishayla b'masechta achriti, you shouldn't ask him a Shaila on another Masechta. Dilma lava daite, maybe Rebbe is not Isaac, his mind is not in Shabbos right now. And he'll make a mistake. Why? Di lav the Rebbe gavar rabba, but you know you're lucky. Because if it wasn't for the fact that Rebbe is a greiser mensch, a gavar rabba, who kisavtihu, you would have embarrassed him. Di mishana l'chor shenuyi d'alav shenuyahu. He could have answered you a teretz that's not the right teretz. And if you would answer the wrong answer, you'll be embarrassing Rebbe. So that's Rav Chiya asked Rav that since Rebbe right now is not learning this after Shabbos, you should not go and ask them a question, a shayla on here for Shabbos. Or Bahashto, Zok Reb Chiya should know, Mi Yashapa Mishani. You talk to lucky that Rebbe answered the right terrors. The Tanya, I arrived from a bright source like that. For you toy in Oichlin Amashkin. If somebody was carrying on top of him, Oichlin Amashkin, the boy joined. You had it on you from the daytime, Ere Shabbos. For it's see in the Chus Mishach Sheikho, and then it comes at nighttime, and now you walk outside with it, it's Chayiv. Why? Because Akiris, Gufoy is Kakiris Chayfetz Dami. Here, the Chayfetz, the sack was on top of your back from Erev Shabbos. So when you picked it up on Friday, Avad Yapota, that's not called Akira. But you had it on you in the house. And now Meshach Sheikha comes at night, you walk outside with it. We see your Chayyid. And the Braisa says, Lefishen Baimel Yodai. Ah, you have a Kasha from Yad in the Mishnah. Gufoy is different than Yodai. That's what before said. A Yad is not called Munach like Rashi. A Yad is always hanging in the air. It's not called Munach. So when you walk with something in your hand, it's not called you made an akira, just something on top of your body that's considered attached to the body, which is attached to the ground. That's called munach on the karka. So if you walk outside now on Shabbos, you'll be chayif. Rashi, leitishay leklema shein liba lemasechta zu. The Rebbe's das leiv is not in this masechta. Shemi yisbaish, maybe be mishbaishim. This is the idea that somebody puts something on your back on Shabbos. In both cases, you did not make the Akira Bisser. As here, the case is you picked it up off the ground on Friday. That's not called an Akira on Friday. Just on Shabbos, you walked outside with it. And the Bryce ends off, like the Mishnah with the hand of the Oni outside is sticking inside the house. And now the Oni takes the piece of bread outside the house. The Mishnah says the Oni is potter. It's not considered like he made an Akira from inside the house. Because his hand inside the house is not called Munachdir. That's the club. Screw it, the Delta always asked the Kasha, what was Reb Chiya's time? Reb Chiya told Rav, it's not nice for you to ask Rebbe Yishayla. The Chiya has a klal, a Talmud Chochim is somebody that you could ask him any place in Shas. I feel like Masechta Kali is supposed to ask him. Any place you want to ask Aluch, you're supposed to ask him. But for that, Rebbe was a God Lador. So what was the Shayla not to ask him a Shayla in another Masechta? Yizrich knew everything. Well, some learned if Shati that would Rebbe, when he was mine in one Masechta, he was so mine in that Masechta, so much a Rangatan, that he couldn't get his Das out of that Masechta so easy. As we don't get a Rangatan Mechil to start off with, so it's easy to get our Das out of it. But he was so much a Rangatan in that Masechta, he couldn't put his Das into another Masechta. But the Chassam Sefer does like that Pshat, he says still, it is a cloud that a Talmud Chochem is called somebody, you could ask him a Shaila any place in Shas. So what's wrong here? So you want to learn the word is that if you would have stam asked him a Shaila, exactly what you mean would be alright. But here, Rav asked him a Shaila, what's the loss of Akira's Gufay? And he didn't explain the whole Shaila. Really, what he meant to ask is, how come by Yodoy in the Mishnah Yipotar, Rav also knew in Svab Shut that Akira's Gufay is considered Akira's Chayfetz Dami. No, Rav had a kasha from the Mishnah. Why by Yodah you put in the Mishnah? How come when the Oni has his hand inside and now he takes it outside, why is he putter? That was the eager thing that was bothering Rav. And Rav didn't speak that channel out. So that was Reb Chiya's taina. Rebbe is not asking him to set the Shabbos right now. So if you ask him a shalal aloch, Rav he'll answer you any place. But you want to know a kasha in the Mishnah and your question, you didn't explain your question good. And Rebbe could have said something without giving you the right terrace. You should have explained yourself better. That was the taina to Rav. Kin should have asked the shayla, what's the lach Akira's gufay? Should have asked the question, Akira's gufay maybe is chayiv. Or the zoi wine, the mishnah is yodei potter. But Rebbe was a big chacham, Rebbe chapped the mois, and Rebbe knew what he meant to ask. That's why Rebbe said that it's ain't a daimel yodei. Right.
Omer Abai, Sagt Abai, another klal we see from our Mishnah is Pshitali Yodoy Shalodim, the hand of a person when he's in another Rishus, that means with a goof, either the Oni is standing outside the house, Rishus Rabin, and he puts his hand inside the window, when his Yad is inside, it's not considered like Rishus Rabin. His hand does not go boss with his goof. His Yodoy Shalodim ain't a like Rishus Rabin. In a case where the body is standing outside the Rishus Rabin, and he sticks his hand into the window, his hand inside is not considered like Rishus Rabin, for like Rishus HaYachadami. And who are in the opposite way? When the Balabas that's standing inside the house, when he sticks his hand outside the window to the Rishus Rabin, his hand outside is not considered like Rishus HaYachadami. His hands do not give boss of the goof to say, since your goof is inside the house, Rishus HaYachad, the hand outside should also be Rishus HaYachad. What's the Raya? To say that when you're standing outside and you put your hand inside the window, the inside your hand should be Kishas Rabin Damya, it's no Raya, Ledamya mi Yoda the Yoni. I have a Raya from Yoda the Yoni. That the Mishnah says, when the Yoni puts his hand inside the house, now the Bala boss picks up a piece of bread from the house and puts it into the Yoni's hand. And then the Yoni carries it outside. The Mishnah says they're both potter because of like Shnayim Shasu. But the kasher is when the balabas picked up the bread in his house and now put it into the yoni's hand. If you say the yoni's hand is like his goof outside, like Rishus Rabin, so the balabas should be chayiv. The balabas made an akira from his house. He picked up a piece of bread off the table and he put it into the yoni's hand. But if the yoni's hand is called Rishus Rabin dummy, the balabas did an akira and an nacha. Elamayet Soraya, your hand, even though the body is outside Rishus Rabin and the hand is through the window, the hand is not considered like Rishus Rabin dummy. Where's the Raya? Your hand is not considered like Rishus HaYochid. In the case where the Balabas is inside his house, his goof is inside the house, and he sticks his hand outside to Rishus HaRabin. When his hand is outside the window, his hand is not considered like Rishus HaYochid. Where's the Raya? Miyoda the Balabai. That the Mishnah says, when the Balabas sticks his hand outside the window, and the Oni outside picks up a piece of bread from Rishus HaRabin and puts it into the Balabas's hand, the Oni is potter. And then when the Balabas brings his hand inside, he's also potter, because the Oni made Hanukkah, not a Makira. But I call upon the Kasha, why is the Oni outside potter? The Oni picked it up with Shusar Rabin, and now he's putting it down in the Balabas' hand. Now the Balabas' hand, since the goof is in Rishus HaYochid, let's say his hand outside is also called like Rishus HaYochid, and the Oni should be Chayiv. So you see, no, it's not considered Rishus HaYochid. If the hand does not go boss of the goof, to say that the same Rishus the body is, that has the same thing on the hand. That you don't say. No, nothing to do with more before. That's a Shalom Hilchas Akira. Is it called an Akira or not? Now it's a Shalom. What Rishus is it called? Is it called Rishus Haram or Rishus Hayach? It's not called these Rishus. Nothing to do with that before. Before it's a Shalom, it's called an Akira or not. It's neither, right? It's neither. That's why the Mishnah says they're both potter. So Rashi, Omer Abaye, Pshitali. It's the case where your body is in one rishus and you have the hand now sticking outside to another rishus. Is Aina Nizreke Sacha Gufa Lagamri. It doesn't go after the Gufa Gamri. Leo is to Rishus Shuaimidbo. To say it's like the Rishus we are standing in. Bain Shu Rishus Hayochid, Bain Shu Rishus Rabim. Whether the hand is in a Rishus Hayochid now, the hand is Rishus Rabim, it doesn't go boss for the body. Where's the rise? Rishus Rabim loydam yo miyada the yoni. I'll bring you rise from the Mishnah the yoda the yoni. Victoni masdis in the chinoto balabayis mitoichai potter. When the balabos takes out from it, the balabos is potter. Now, if you're going to say the yoni's hand is considered like Rishus Rabim, so when the balabos takes out from it, he's like making a kira from Rishus Rabim and is putting it down in his house. He should be chayiv. Ok Rishus Yochid loydam yi. What's the raya? Your hand is not called like Rishus HaYochid. Im shut Rishus Rabim. In a case where the balabas that's standing inside his house takes his hand and puts it outside the window, his hand outside is not called like Rishus HaYochid. Miyoda the balabayis tiktoni. Not alone. Mitzoycha potter. The Mishnah says if the balabas takes a piece of bread in his hand and sticks it outside the window, and now an oni takes it out of his hand and puts it down, the oni is also potter. Let's say the oni took it out of the balabas' hand. That's called like a Rishus HaYochid, and he put it down with Rishus HaRabim, he should be chayiv. So you see, no, the hand doesn't go boss to the goof to give it a Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYochid. Yeah, right, that's just for Nakiri, right. It's not called Nakiri, right. Right. The Fosfar truth that when your hand is inside the house and your body is outside, by bringing your hand here, you didn't do a Mais Akira. Because even when your hand is inside, it's fitted like it's attached to your body here. That's a Svar in Akira. It's not called, you're making Akira. Now it's another shell though. Is it called in Rishus Harabim? It doesn't have a Shem Rishus Harabim. Now that your hand is inside the house is a Rishus HaYochid, your hand doesn't have a Shem Rishus Harabim to it. That's Pshita for the Mishnah, you have these two rays. Of a boy Yabaya, Abaya calls a channel like this. Yodai Shalodom, Ma'al Shatasa Kamalis. Midirabonin, Kirabonin, give it a Shem Kamalis. A Kamalis means like Nishtea Nishtahin. It's the Rabbanon Diki Rishus. It's not a Rishus HaYochid Midiraisa, and it's not a Rishus HaRabim Midiraisa. That's called a Kamalis. Most of our streets are right outside your house. Your garden outside your house is called a Kamalis. That means Midiraisa, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, not a Rishus HaRabim, but Midirabonin has a din like Rishus HaRabim that you can't carry from your house to outside your house, providing you have an Erev. Most of our streets are not a Rishus HaRabim here, it's only a Kamalis. Now the Shaila is, the Rabbanon give you a hand a Shem Kamalis. What's the shaila? Mikonsu Rabbonin. The Rabbonin make a knas ladura lagabei aloi. In the case where the balabos standing inside his house took a piece of bread on Shabbos and put his hand outside the window. Now he did a nisa the Rabbonin. He made an akira. He picked up the bread from his house al manasai to put it outside. The yoni should take it. He didn't make hanocha. He just made an akira. And his hand is outside the window. Is he allowed to now bring his hand back into his rishus? The Rabbonin give it a shame that now your hand is outside the house, they give you yad now with knas the Rabbonin or din caramelis to it. So if your hand outside in the ear is called up a caramelis, you're not allowed to bring your hand back into your house, because you're bringing the chepas from a caramelis into Rosh HaYochid. So that's the shout that the Rabbonin make such a knas or not. So Drashi, boya baya, has to the chazin and the lav bosa gufa shadina lo. That your hand doesn't have the same din as your body linion, ichyuvim and iraisa, and again to Rishusim and iraisa, alma iflug Rishusa. It has a different Rishus. Is miachmo Allah Rabbon, and the Rabbon make a chumro, lemeheve caramelist, to make, give it a din caramelist on your hand. To hey, chadoshit yodim malay Rishus acheris. In the case where you have your hand full of bread, and you stuck it outside your window into the Rishus Rabbim, loyak the reno, we should make a kanaf, now you can't bring your hand back inside. It's light. And your hand should be standing there until the whole night. Since your hand doesn't go boss to your goof, your hand doesn't have a shame Rishus HaYochid, the Rabbonin made certain Rishus that even though with the rice it's mutter to carry from your house into a Kamalist, the Rabbonin said it's also. Kirtanya Pirkin, Dalad Rishuyas to Shabbos. Later the Gemara says there are four different Rishuyas on Shabbos. Karmelis is one of them. Loshin Yar of Karmel, Shane, Lahilach, Tomid, Larabim. It's not like Rishus Rabbim, people go Kiseida. Floyd Tashmas, Rishus Yochid. It's not a Tashmas, people don't use it. A Yochid doesn't use it. Or doesn't have, or even does have Mechitz, not a Tashmas, the Yochid. To Shal, now you hand outside, Mikonsu. Hoyo Vehischa Bobby Yusser. Since you started doing this on Shabbos, that's the shout that Rabbanan made this gzeirah or not. If you're putting your hand outside the window with something inside your hand, maybe the Rabbanan made a knas. Now you have to keep your hand outside those Shabbos and you can't bring it in. That's the shayla.
According to this Rabbanan, what's the rare that the Malabas has? I mean, he brings it in, he
stays at the Carmelites,
he's going
to turn into the Rabbanan.
He has
to stay there,
to
stay that way those Shabbos. Yeah, right. We'll soon see.
So if his hand is in the Rishus HaKamalis,
yeah.
So then he's bringing it back. What is he doing? He's not doing a double. He's not doing a.
He's doing Yisrael Rabbanon. He's making. He's going to make Hanocha now from a Kamalis into a Rishus HaYochid. That's awesome, the Rabbanon.
You have a half from Hanocha.
Right. In Yisrael Rabbanon. Right. That's awesome, the Rabbanon. Oy loy, Toshima. I'll bring you right from the Mishnah. Hoy se yod. Love that from the Mishnah. Toshima. Hoy se yodoy malaya peris. Somebody's hand was full of peris. Void seal the chutz. He was inside his house and he put his hand outside the window to the Rishus HaRabim. Is Tony Chodah. One brisa says, Osalach Vira, it's like a truth, it's such a knas. You're not allowed to bring your hand back in, inside the house. For Tony Idach, another brisa says, Mutalach Vira, you are allowed to bring your hand back into your house. Is my Lalach, or what's the Machloikis? Bokim Ritzvah, in this Shiloh, Nabaya Shiloh, is the Machloikis in the brisas. The Master of the Kamalas Damya. The first brisa holds, Rabbanah made such a knas. When you put your hand outside your window, Now that it's outside of Rishus Rabbim, they made a knas that has a din like it's in a karmelis now. And you're not allowed to bring it inside the house. You're making like a hanocha. Like you're taking it outside the karmelis into your house. It could be once the Rabbanan gave it a shame that's in the new mokim, in the karmelis. So Avadim Rabban is called, you're making a kira now also. Because you're being oikah the chayfus from a karmelis into Rishus Yochid. That's zikha called an akira. The shalom before is in midiraisa. But if the Rabbanan said when your hand is sticking outside the window, it's considered like your hand has a new rishus to it, it's like a karmelis, so when you bring it in back into your house, that's called you made an akira, and the akira got is there. When the hand comes inside your house, it's not a karmelis anymore. Now it's rishus a yachid. Yeah, that's what I told him before. Yeah, but the Rabbanan though, that's before. If the Rabbanan made it very, your hand has a lock like a karmelis, so now it's called munach in the karmelis. That's the whole rishus. It's like your hand now is on the ground, that the ground is the karmelis. So Rabbanan made a new knaf. Your hand can get a shame karmelis through it. It's a new rishus of a karmelis on the hand. So if it has a din karmelis, when you bring it inside out, you make it an akira. So that's the shayla. Is it also renounced? And what brings out a machlekes in the prices? So the Gemara loy, it could be the kuli yama tell you the karmelis damya. Everybody holds that this tzad that has a shame karmelis to it. For like kash, there's no three in the prices. Kan lemata miyasara. The first price that says when you put your hand outside, you can't bring it back. Where it was lemata miyasara. Kan lemala miyasara. The second price that says it's smut, it's where it's lemala miyasara. But the klal b'yukas Shabbos says a rishus harabim only has a din asara tvochim. The first 10 tefachim off the ground has halacha from Rishus Rabbim. More than 10 tefachim higher doesn't have a shame Rishus Rabbim anymore. Now, if you mean a chapa, let's say you have a long stick in Rishus Rabbim, and you take a chafetz and you throw it like dal damas, and it gets stuck onto the stick. If it gets stuck more than you tefachim high, you potter. Because more than you tefachim doesn't have a din Rishus Rabbim to it. Now, a karmelis is a din of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan gave a karmelis a din Rishus Rabbim. So it can't be better than Rishus Rabbim Midiraisa. See, if you have your hand outside a window that you're 10 tefachim off the ground, that avir, a height of 10 tefachim, can't get a shame karmelis to it. Just like it doesn't have a shame Rishus Rabbim there, it can't get a shame karmelis. So if you stick your hand outside the window that you're above, you tefachim, avad apshit, there's no din karmelis, then you're allowed to bring your hand back into the house on Shabbos. But the first price it says when you stick your hand outside, it's also to bring it, it's where your hand was less than you tefachim off the ground. So less than you tvachim that avir, if it's a real rishus rabbim, it has a shame rishus rabbim to it. So now the rabbanim gave you a hand that didn't karmelis and said you can't bring it back from a karmelis to rishus yochid. So Rashi, lamata miyud rishus rabbim hu. Hey, see, in the raisa that's called rishus rabbim. Mele kansu rabbanim amana made a knasna when your hand is in that avir to shavu karmelis delele hedrit. The rabbanim said now a big chumra that your hand gets a din karmelis, you can't bring it back. Lamala miyud, the ave makim ptur. Anything more than yud tvachim on top is called a makim ptur. Kiritnan bazerik. The Mishnah says more later. Hazerik dal ramis bekoisel. If you're in a rishus rabbin and you take your chayfus and you throw it away dal ramis, see if that chayfus comes and lands in rishus rabbin, you chayiv. That's called a zrika. That's the getter from havara. If you marvis something dal ramis rishus rabbin, you chayiv. Or else if you throw it dal ramis rishus rabbin, you chayiv. Well, let's say you throw it against the wall and it gets stuck onto the wall, yutzvachim, why? You potter. Lamalim yutzvachim is kzerek biavra potter. It's like you threw it in the avra in the wind and you potter. Lehevi rishus ram lamalim yud. That's the cloud. Hey, so rishus ram is the pshanti, that's the mukum of people use. People walk through there. So usually nobody walks more than, don't use more than yutzvachim. Hilkach, lekonsu the lavi suri of it. If you lamalim yud, there's no issa, the rabbonim didn't make any kenos. So that's another terrace now. Everybody's masking that there would be a knas to give it a din karmelis. The only question is it lamata miyud, then it could be a karmelis, or is it lamala miyud tzvachamai, it can't be a karmelis, because the karmelis is only like the rabbonim dikir rishus rabbim. If midirais lamala miyud is not a rishus rabbim, the rabbonim can't give it a din rishus rabbim. So the more b'boy is saying when the other terrace is no. Idi v'idi lamati miyasara. Both brights are talking about where you put your hand out and it's lamata miyasara. And we both hold the Rabbanan gave it a din karmelis. No, the last karmelis dummy. I'll tell you now, nobody holds it the karmelis dummy. Neither Bryce holds it the karmelis dummy. Obviously, why does the first Bryce say that he can't bring it back in? Lekashia. Kan neboi join, kan meshach hasheicha. It's a new type of a teretz. Still a knas the Rabbanan the kedin, but not the pshat the Rabbanan gave it a din karmelis. Rabbanan is just Tam said it's an Isser. That if you put your hand out on Shabbos, where you did something wrong by sticking your hand out on Shabbos, Rabbanan counts on you not to bring it back in again. Mashrenkin, if you... So this pshat is when your hand is outside, not the pshat that gave it to the carmelist. It's just Rabbanan made the carmelist. So even if you put it out there on Friday, but now when it comes Friday night Shabbos, it sees it's a carmelist, you're not allowed to bring it back. The pshat is not a carmelist now. The Rabbanan made a kenas. When you did an Isser, the Rabbanan might counsel you to say that since you did the Isser, we're not going to let you bring it back again. That's the chiluk when you put your hand out. The boy joined with Meshach HaShechem. Said Rashi, what? You want to say that we don't hold from the Yisrael the Karmelis. That's the lach. We don't hold from the Karmelis. So Rashi, we boy is saying that individual matam yitzvachim. The last Karmelis domi, because it's a tremendous chiddush to say it's a Karmelis. I'd rather say now it's not a Karmelis. Let me have you reshus liyatzma. To say that Rabbanan made such a cloud that Rabbanan can make such a chumra here to give it a shame reshus by itself. That's like too much of a chiddush. No kam aboy joim. By shittim aboy joim. If you put your hand outside on Friday, then machziru mashach shecha. Even though you left it outside, and now it comes Friday night, you're allowed to bring it in. The lav reshus liyatzmi. The Rabbanan didn't make a din karmelis to it. El abasa gufa gerera. Havada, what reshus is it? And mitzias is the same reshus as your body is. So since your body is inside the house, reshus yachid, when you have your hand outside the window, havada, you're allowed to bring it back inside. No kan misha techshach. Means hoishitoi misha chashecha. You put your hand outside the window on Shabbos. Then konsu Rabbanan made a knas to you. Rabbanan didn't go so far to make it like a carmelist now, to make it like a new reshus, because the imkain, if that's the pshat Rabbanan gives it a din carmelist, after by joy, Mr. Sur. It should be even be also than if you put your hand out on Friday in the afternoon. But since now on Shabbos your hand is outside, and Rabbanan gave it a din carmelist, it's also to bring it back in again. Ella, the pshat is now knosa biyama. Rabbanan stam counting you. If you did an istim with Rabbanan on Shabbos, that means you took bread and stuck the end outside the window, avada providing you lamata miyut tvachim, you're underneath, you're within 10 tvachim from the ground, where that's an issa akiri, and it's under the Rabbanan. It's also the Rabbanan counting you, you're not allowed to bring your hand back in again. So the Gemara, adarab, so the Gemara, if you put your hand outside by joint, loy consur Rabbanan, because you didn't do an issa. B'shechashaych, if you put your hand outside at night, you did an issa the Rabbanan, you made an akira, is consur Rabbanan. Rabbanan made a knas, you can't bring it back in. For at the Gemara other Rabba, just the opposite. Ipchom is tarva, the svar is just the opposite way. Midboy joint, if you put your hand outside midboy joint on Friday. Now, if we would make a knas that you can't bring your hand in, what should we be afraid of? It's going to be too hard to leave your hand outside the window the whole Shabbos. This thumb in the middle of Shabbos, you're going to throw it down. So what we say to Felich, the Shadla, I feel you will throw it down in the middle of Shabbos, but you're also the Echiv Chattis. You're not going to come with the Echiv Chattis. Because since you picked it up and put your hand outside the window on Friday, that means you made the Akira on Friday. On Friday, there's no Din Akira. So the most you could do now is on Shabbos, drop it down, you'll be making a Hanukkah. A Hanukkah without an Akira is not a Nisadi Raisa. So since you can never come with a Yisrael Raisam, maybe the other Rabbanan can make a Kenas. Mashenkein, the Kansur Rabbanan. Mashenkein Mishach HaShecha. For the case where you make the Akira on Shabbos, you pick some bread up on your house, and now you take your hand and put it outside the window. You made an Akira. Now the Shadile, in the case that you throw it down, Osibul Dechiv Chattis. You come with Dechiv Chattis now. Or Bezer L'Riknesur Rabbanan. The Rabbanan should not make such a Kenas. Hey, since Svara, your last teretz is there, Shver. If you put your hand out at night time, it's not Mistad, the Rabbanan made a knas, you can't bring your hand back in. Because by not bringing your hand to keep your hand outside the whole Shabbos, it's a very hard thing to do. And we should be choshish, maybe forget, the guy will drop it. And then he's going to be chayv v'chir chattis. So how do you make such a knas? So Rashi, mid-by-jayim di-shadi le-kleimah. If you put the bread outside on Friday, in the case where we would ask you, like, give it a din kamlis, that you can't bring it back in, and then in the middle of Shabbos it'll get too hard, and you'll drop it, you won't be over Nisa the Raisa though. You didn't make an akira on Shabbos. You only made anocha. The Yisur of the Rabbonu, so in Nisa the Rabbonu. The Iko, the Es, the Yosem, it's Sosa. It's on the you only did it, you only did a mixas of the melacha. Or because it's not shnei p'turim. The Mishnah says both are potim the raisa.
Aval asurim. But it's also in the Rabbonin. Is there a concern? Rabbonin shloyach tirena. Aval heich the shit mishch sheikh. In the case where you put it outside at night, ti shod ilay mi yodai. Ah, you day knash if that's when left viroi. Nimsim is chayiv chatis. If we give you knas, you have to leave your hand outside the whole day. Maybe you'll drop it. Then you'll come to chayiv chatis. Im shayke gul, you'll be over. You have been korbin. The other lay akira vanocha. Then you made an akira on Shabbos, and now you're making the anocha. If the other throws, what comes to Rabbonin? The Rabbonin should not make a knas. Why? The mutiv shrodnik nesenu, kruda svaris, we should not make the knas. Mi shenigrim lovu, they chil Shabbos. That we should not come to cause you to be over. Chilul Shabbos, dear Isa. Now, the Biyik is now me, the Lechai Shlachi, since we're not Peshish for this, is the Chortiv Shreid, Boya the Rav Bibi. We should be able to be Peshish now, Rav Bibi's Shaila. To Lenim Nil Chachom, the Abonim did not stop themselves, Milahamed the Vrem, to make a Knas, of Nechashash, because of the Chashash, Shema Lo Yamed Odom Behem, the Yasir Yisachomer. That maybe a person can hold himself back, and it'll be over in Yisachomer. Hey, since we don't hold from this kasha, we blind with the last terrorist to say, if you put your hand out by yoyim, you didn't do an issa, the Rabbanan didn't come to you. If you put your hand out at night time, since you did an issa, we do make a knas, and we're going to bring a rayon now, we even make the knas, even though maybe you come with a lechiv chatis, we don't care about that. The Rabbanan tells you, don't bring your hand out, don't bring your hand back in again, because we don't want you again another time next Shabbat to put your hand outside. And we're going to place it now, tomorrow, tivshayt. So tomorrow, since we don't answer it, this teretz tifshayt the rabbi b'rabaya. Chulik, you could bring a raya to rabbi b'rabaya's shayla. The boy rabbi b'rabaya. Rabbi b'rabaya asked the shayla. Hiddik pas b'tanim. Somebody made a mistake, and on Shabbos he put dough into the oven. Now by putting dough into the oven, right away you didn't do any yistachias kilo. The yistachias kilo is by baking oifah. As if you let the bread now stay in the oven for an hour until the bread gets baked, then you'll be over chiyuv chatis. But now he put the dough inside, he forgot to say it was Shabbos, and he put dough inside. Now Biba has a shayla. The boy of Biba Barabaya. Hidvik pas patanim. Is it tiru lor lirudoisoi? Kodim shiyovu de chiyuv chatis? Or lo hitiru? Now the Rabbanan is an issa radia. Radia sapas. That means removing the pas out of the oven is a type of a malachim of the Rabbonin. We don't have a bezman azeh that we put the bread on the bottom of the oven. That's nothing. But times the Gemara, they used to either put the dough on top of the oven or on the walls of the oven. So it's really like squashed onto the wall, and it's a type of a malacha to take it off. That's called radiyat apas. That's also it's an issa of the Rabbonin taking it off on Shabbos. The other shalom was this person on Shabbos, forgot it was Shabbos, and stuck this bread onto the wall of the oven. Now, and then later he realized today Shabbos. Now was he allowed to take it off the wall? Today he won't come with a chiv chatis because the bed wasn't baked yet. Since it wasn't baked yet, if you just take it off the wall, he didn't do any yisra deraisa. But kol ponim with the rabbanim though, you're not allowed to take it off the wall because there's a shmus with the rabbanim called a melacha taking it off the wall. So he had a shaila to the rabbanim. Now you'll ask a rov, what should I do now? Do I have a hetter to be over this yisra the rabbanim taking the bread off the wall? Today not to be over yisra deraisa. So of course, from here we should have a raya note that the Rabbanans keep the gzeres, just like now, just like this case now, when you stick your hand out at night time. Let the Rabbanan be choshish, maybe you'll drop it and be over chiyuv chatis. The Rabbanan are not choshish for that. So what? We have a gzeres of the Rabbanan, and you have to keep it. So for Rabbi's case will be the same thing. About the gzeres of the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to take the bread off the oven, even though it's by you, it's a question. You may be over chiyuv chatis. The Rabbanan didn't change the gzeres. Is tifshut lehetiru? So the Eshel Zot to Gemara Ola Kasha of Tivshit. It's going to Shrei Nechnami. From this halacha we push it. That's the pshat. The boy is saying, "No, you're the matish. You can't bring any rayas." But Ola Kasha, can b'shoigeg, can b'meitid. There's a big enough community. If you did the malacha b'shoigeg, you did it b'meitid. B'shoigeg lo kansu rabbonin. B'meitid kansu rabbonin. I tell you, when did the rabbonin make the gzeres? Only if you did the malacha b'meitid. But in the case we did the malacha b'shoigeg, did the rabbonin didn't make any gzeres. Hey, the two pshatim in the braces now. If you stick your hand outside the shaygeg, the outside the rabbanan not making gzeira. Only if you stuck your hand outside the mezid, that's where the rabbanan made gzeira. Let's see Rashi. Hiddik pas betanas Rashi b'shabes b'shaygeg. You were shaygeg. V'niskash shabbos. Then later you found out you reminded yourself today Shabbos. Kodim shtiot before was baked. V'kai malon the radiyah sapash shvusi. Taken off the bread out of the oven, off the walls, is a ksas melochim, the rabbon, it's a shvus. She chokhma vein a melochim. It's called the chokhma, and not a melochim. It's not a melochim. The rice, it's only the rabbon. Is a tiro lo yes isim with the rabbon, the rabbon mat you to pull this bread off the oven, the yredenu koidim shetop before it's baked, the yeschayim mishumoy, the shuav melocho, Allah yetir lo dosa lo tiyim at time. They weren't mat you. Is a parrot says you have no raya. Why? We're talking about a shoyg like a surabonim. Our bryce is like this. The steer in the bryce is more, when you put your hand outside, if you put it outside, b'shoygeg, then rabbonim did not make any kenosis. B'shoygeg, when you put your hand outside, then they did, then rabbonim made a kenos. So it's rashu, the rabbei v'la tifshet, mehochon. But rabbei b'shaylo, we can't be poshet from now, alochon. Loy le'istam lo leheter, not to say it's us, not to say it's mutter. The loy kunsu b'shoygeg. The reason why he had Rabbanim to make a kenas b'shoygeg, lav mishum chashoshet du mashadi le miyodoi, not to pshat Rabbanim v'choshish, maybe you'll drop it out of your hand, they didn't want to be over nisti raizu, el mishum lo yavari sur b'meizit, the pshat's poshet, b'shoygeg, you didn't do an issa b'meizit, you didn't do such a chomer d'kisa, Rabbanim didn't make a kenas. The chazoris yodoi, even bringing your hand back in, is also enoi afilu shvus, really it's not even a shvus. Eli Mishum Knosses, not that Rabban will make a Knoss here, that to give it in Carmelis. Or give it a Knoss, you're not allowed to do it. Men of Ochel Ekonis, therefore the Rabban saw Bishagi, that you put your hand outside Bishagi, you didn't realize it. You didn't do such an Issa, the Rabban didn't put that Knoss to Chal, to give it an Issa to bring your hand back in again. Abu Rabbiya Sapas, Mashenkin, pulling the bread off the side of the Tanner, Shvusu, that's a genuine Shvus, it's not gave to anybody on Shabbos. You're not allowed to take bread out of the oven. The nigzero, the abonim should make gzera, and that's the nigzero b'minyan. The abonim make gzera b'minyan. Or mishum koyvim shel with echiv chatis. They shouldn't come with echiv chatis. Loy batru gzerosim. The abonim were not. They were not mivato the gzera. So therefore, you can't bring a right to say that it's mutter, because maybe the shvus of rediyas apas is a chomedik shvus, because that shvus the abonim has all over. So here they weren't mattering. Vashenka now shall putting your hand outside. Now bringing your hands back in really is no issue at all. I just want to say, in this one case, the Rabbanu should make a new knot, you have to leave your hand outside. That's a svar, only if you did it, but made it. But if you put your hand outside, there's no knot at all. So you can't bring your riot to Radiya Sapas. Taking the bread off the oven, that is an issue of the Rabbanu. Are they mock you to take it off, not to be over, this is the right, sir? You have no riot from here. So Drashi, you sure enough, it's also, you have no riot, Latifshe. Need the consul, but made it. Since they made a knot, but made it. There's no shower for Mrs. Bezdin over there. Because who says you'll drop it? Don't drop it like. If they make it can't be right here. Like here, it's a more common geshayla here. Here we know for sure. If you're not going to take the bread out of the oven, you're vading of Yehovah the Reifa. You put the bread in the oven, so it's going to be your melacha. Maybe he has a bigger tzad to be maker. So Kisa Gemara says there's no raya from our gzera to that gzera. The boy is saying another territories. The boy is saying idividi b'shoyg. I tell you no. Our brises, both brises are when you stuck your hand outside b'shoyg. For Rocha, what's the machloikis? The konsu shoyg got to mezik a miflagi. Masa the konsu shoyg got to mezik. The first brise says even though you put your hand outside b'shoyg, still, you're not allowed to bring it back. You make gzera auto amazed. Well, masava like konsu shoyg got to amazed. We don't make gzera shoyg got to amazed. The boy is saying another parrot says the other like konsu. The emissim bechal we didn't make any kenas. Not so we pass them at the first parrots. But like kasha, kindly.